Good afternoon. Welcome to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Coming up, the federal government is receiving support from the National Farmers Union in their argument for jurisdiction to enforce a carbon tax. The official 620 CKRM farm weather is brought to you by Raymore, Yorkton, and Watrous, New Holland. Working hard to keep more jingle in your jeans, and brought to you by Shepherd Realty in Regina. Specializing in farm and ranch real estate in Saskatchewan, call Harry Shepherd at 306-352-1866. Filling in for Jim Smalley, this is Ryan McNally, the official 620 CKRM farm weather forecast. Light snow ending this afternoon, then clearing off for a high of minus 18, the wind chill minus 30. There is a risk of frostbite. Tonight, a few clouds with a low minus 30, the extreme wind chill minus 41 overnight, with a risk of frostbite within minutes. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of minus 21, the wind chill minus 32 in the afternoon, the low minus 29. Friday, sunshine with a high of minus 19, the low minus 25. Saturday, sunshine with a high of minus 18, the low minus 21. And Sunday, cloudy with a high of minus 18 and a low minus 23. Normal high for this time of year is minus 7 degrees. Normal low is minus 19. Sun rose this morning at 8:14. The sun will set tonight at 6:11. Around the province, Estevan, partly cloudy and minus 18. Prince Albert, ice crystals and minus 24. Saskatoon, partly cloudy and minus 28. The wind chill there, minus 35. Swift Current, light snow and minus 22. Weyburn, it's minus 20 with the wind chill of minus 30. And Yorkton, mostly cloudy, minus 20 with the wind chill minus 30. In Moose Jaw, it's light snow and minus 21. In Regina, light snow, wind north-northwest at 16. It's minus 20. Agri-News is brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers Ag Division. Forget the rest, sell with the best. Online at McDougallAuction.com. And Technotill Seeding System, packing where it counts. See the difference at Technotill on Facebook or on Technotill.com. While many organizations based in Saskatchewan seem to stand firmly against a federally imposed carbon tax, the National Farmers Union is standing on the other side of the debate. The NFU, along with nine other interveners, are in support of the federal government's view that they should have the jurisdiction to impose the tax to help slow down climate change. Stuart Wells is the vice president of the National Farmers Union.
We're looking at this Pollution Pricing Act as the government actually trying to do something about an issue which is much more important than pretty much any other issue you can name. When it comes to farming and food production, there's a very narrow set of conditions, temperature and rainfall and evaporation and wind and all that kind of thing, very narrow set of conditions that are required to produce decent crops, whether that's in Saskatchewan or anywhere else in the world. And it's proven that the climate is becoming much more volatile. And, you know, with the temperature swings and swings in moisture and precipitation, once food growing regions get outside of those very narrow growing conditions, everybody's got trouble. It's not just the issue is preeminent at that point. When you start having to worry about the food supply for countries, there's nothing that destabilizes governments like the lack of food in any country, doesn't matter which one it is. So for quite a number of years, Canadian governments, going right back to Brian Mulroney, so decades and decades ago, have been signing on to international agreements to try to monitor weather and then actually do something about climate change, but nobody has actually taken any concrete steps in this direction. And so the current government, the Liberal government, is actually trying to do something, and the Farmers Union isn't arguing that what they're doing is correct and is going to lead to a solution, but we think it's important to recognize that they are trying to do something. And for a government like the government of Saskatchewan to argue that the federal government doesn't have jurisdiction to try to create some policies that are going to mitigate climate change and hold global warming down to a level where food production is still possible, we think is a negative step. So what we're actually doing is supporting the federal government's jurisdiction in this piece, not the specific policy, because we think the federal government in a country like Canada really needs the ability to bring forward policies that are going to help mitigate pollution in general and climate change specifically, because pollution knows no boundaries.
As I'm sure you're aware, there are farmers here in Saskatchewan, for the most part, at least the ones I've spoken to, they say they're completely against this tax or policy. I guess, what's your message to them?
Well, nobody likes increased taxes or increased costs of doing business, but if we're actually going to make any progress in the fight against pollution and the fight against increased CO2 in the atmosphere, which is a key driver of all the changes that we're seeing, every part of society is going to have to take some sort of responsibility, because none of us, whether we're trying to live on renewable energy or whether we're absolute climate change deniers, all of us have to shoulder some of the responsibility for the well-being of the planet. And so I think it's important that people look at the big picture, because as soon as you start looking at the little picture and how is this going to affect me, and am I going to have to try to make some change in my lifestyle or my farming practices, it becomes much easier to say, well, I don't think I want to make that change. But when you look at the big picture and the rise in sea level and the rise in temperature and the volatility of the growing conditions and swings in temperature and precipitation, I think it becomes much easier to not only to justify, but feel good about the changes that society is going to have to make. And it's not an issue that people can just say, well, I'm going to pretend it doesn't exist. I'm just going to carry on doing what I'm doing, because nature and the climate is going to make this decision for us. Either we make some changes in the way we behave, or the climate is going to make those changes for us, and the climate won't discriminate between people that have been trying to meet the challenge and people that haven't. And those effects are going to be much harder to deal with than simple government policies that try to control pollution.
The Saskatchewan Court of Appeal will hear the intervener presentations this afternoon. This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Degelman Industries. Look to Degelman for the most reliable, dependable, engineered, tough equipment on the market. And the REMAX Blue Chip Realty Ag team of Marcel DeCorby and Graham Toth, online at landforsalesask.ca. The Canadian Western Agribition Next Gen Agriculture Program began yesterday with the selection of 8 mentees to be registered in the program. The mentorship program aims to grow the graduates' understanding of the agriculture sector in business, community, leadership, and advocacy. One of the 8 mentees selected is Chelsea Christensen from Bethune. She is currently attending school at Lakeland College, and she says she's extremely excited to receive this opportunity.
I thought it was kind of a needle in a haystack type deal. I figured I may as well apply, because I thought it was a super cool opportunity. And when I got the phone call that I was selected, I was shocked. I was kind of speechless as to what to say, and just very thankful and excited for the opportunity that I was presented with.
Maybe just walk me through that application process. What kind of hoops and hurdles did you have to go through to get this opportunity?
It was actually just an online application, basically talking about where I fit in the agriculture industry and how I'd like to grow and my experiences and whatnot. And I was under the understanding that there was going to be an interview, but once the interview phase had actually passed, I had thought that I wasn't selected because I wasn't selected for the interview phase. And I got the call a couple days later saying that I had made it. So it's actually not too many steps, I guess.
What are you hoping to learn during this mentorship?
I think it'll be really cool just to get some industry contacts and kind of see what it's like a day in the life in agriculture, as I never grew up on a farm or really in the industry. I've only been quite new to the industry. So I think that I'm just hoping to see what it actually takes to be in the industry and where I can grow and where I can go.
And from here, what types of opportunities could open up for you through this program?
I think that the opportunities after this program will just be endless. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of different branches, different connections, and I truly think that in the ag industry that it's really who you know and connections help you get to where you need to be, and I think that this mentorship and working alongside someone will help me gain those connections, and I don't know, I'm hoping just to get a job anywhere in Saskatchewan working with livestock in the agriculture industry.
This being the first next-gen agriculture program, what are you expecting from it?
Honestly, I'm not too sure what to expect. I just know that it's a lot of kind of a day in the life of type thing, and having someone to look up to, ask questions, basically just having someone in my corner to help me get to where I want to be and learn everything that I can within the 18 months that I'm given.
As you've said earlier, you haven't been in the ag sector for very long, but I guess what's one thing you've learned along the way that's really helped you during your journey in the agriculture sector?
Something that I've learned along the way that's gotten where I am today is just work for what you want. Like, working hard really gets you to where you need to be. Like, this is an industry that undoubtedly everyone is where they are because of how hard they've worked. And I think that it just really taught me a work ethic and who I am today just by looking up to all these people in the industry who work endless hours to get to where they are.
That was Chelsea Christensen, one of the 8 new mentees under the new Canadian Western Agribition Next Gen Agriculture Program. The market update is brought to you by Scott Bjornson of Hollis Wealth. For more information or to book a free consultation, call 1-800-284-9999. And by Flamin Sales in Saskatoon, Southie, Prince Albert, Yorkton, and Swan River. Visit flamin.com. Here are the latest Viterra grain prices. Durham unchanged at $215.84. And feed barley unchanged at $187.63. Canola's down $1.40 to $435.32. Flax unchanged at $473.25. Oats down $1.66 to $279. Yellow peas unchanged $256.54. Feed wheat unchanged $193.31. Number one red spring wheat up 70 cents to $219.28. The livestock quotes are brought to you by Assiniboia and Weyburn Livestock Auctions. Call Assiniboia 642-4180 or Weyburn at 842-4574.
Good afternoon. This is the Yorkton Heartland Livestock Market Report for Wednesday, February the 13th. Another good run here, 2,400 head in the sort, 225 cows and bulls, a total of 2,625 for the day. Cows and bulls selling pretty much steady with last week. D1, D2 cows, 72 to 82. D3 cows, 60 to 72. Cows are averaging 73.75. Good bulls, 85 to 95. Sales to 102, 103. The bulls are averaging 93.50. On to the pre-sort sale, some highlights. 550-pound steers at 229. 650-pound steers, 213. My favorite pen, 700-pound tan steers at 195. We had a big package of 136 black red exotic steers. They're weighing 700 pounds. They topped out at 193.75. 800-pound tan steers at 184. Another big group here of 131 red-black exotic steers, 800-pounders. They topped out at 183.75. On to the heifer side. 500-pound heifers, 209. 550s, 197. 650-pound heifers, 187. 700-pound heifers, 175. And 800-pound heifers at 168. All in all, a pretty good sale here. Next week, pre-sort is full. Because of the Family Day holiday on Monday, it's only a one-day sort. Also, February the 20th, pre-sort is full. And our next bred cow sale will be Friday, March the 1st. 100 head booked for that sale. Also, the bull sales have started. Next Tuesday, February the 26th, double Bar D bull sale. Lunch at 11:30, sale at 1 o'clock. Ken and the boys do a very good job down there. East of Grenfell. That's it for this week at Heartland Yorkton. I'm Harvey Exner, and thanks for everything last week, guys. A job well done. Also, don't forget about tomorrow, guys. February 14th. Do your thing. Have a good day.
Now the latest Saskatchewan pork prices.
This is the hams market commentary for Wednesday, February 13th. Hams sold 7,000 hogs Tuesday, selling in a range of 118 to 136 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 7,500 head, selling a range of 116 to 138 per CKG. Ham's cash hog price today is lower, and forward contract prices open mixed this morning. On Tuesday, the Canadian dollar is up 26 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.3248. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 75.61 cents U.S. Cash hog markets are steady at midweek, although the seasonal trend near this time is for cash weakness, and the cash markets appear to be biasing lower a little ahead of the average. Abundant supplies of animals and of pork production is weighing on the market, and the packers appear not to be slowing down. The carcass cutout was net lower on the day and is providing very little support as the primals reside among five-year lows. Nearby lean hog futures opened lower this morning, but the deferreds are trading higher. There's more talk surfacing that if the trade talks go well between China and the U.S. and the tariffs are removed against U.S. pork, it would be supportive, particularly in the second half of 2019. However, negotiation watchers largely expect the arbitrary March 1 deadline to be kicked down the road at some point in the next 2 weeks.
On the outlook for today, light snow ending this afternoon, then clearing off for a high of minus 18. The wind chill going to be minus 30. there is a risk of frostbite. Tonight, a few clouds, low minus 30, the extreme wind chill minus 41 overnight. Again, a risk of frostbite within minutes. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of minus 21, the wind chill minus 32 in the afternoon, and a low of minus 29. Currently in Regina, there's light snow, wind north-northwest at 16, it's minus 20. And that is Saskatchewan Agriculture for today. For Jim Smalley, this is Ryan McNally.